This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, yesterday was actually Presidential Joke Day, but we decided maybe we should let all the fun and frivolity from Presidential Joke. I think we started talking about it, and then we got a bunch of phone calls, so we sort of let it go. So I think, Trevor, you get to be the cheerful recipient. Do you have any presidential jokes that you know? And you're not allowed to just sort of name a president. Say the third that's, joke. That's yeah, not okay.
That's not very nice.
No, it's kind of weird.
Oh, man.
The only ones I could remember were the... I mean, I think the reason that they started was because of Ronald Reagan as of yesterday, some years ago, was doing a broadcast on PBS, and he didn't know his mic was on, and he said... We're prepared to launch in 5 minutes or something like that, which sort of scared the living daylights out of people. I think Reagan had also, and Reagan was a broadcaster at one point, so you'd think he'd be more sensible and sensitive to the fact that you always have to assume a mic is open. Of my colleagues have sort of discovered the hard way that's one of those basic lessons. So you can. The only one that I sort of knew was Obama made a joke last week, which was sort of, I hadn't heard, but someone else said, which was that if the Republicans got a couple more candidates, that they could have their own Hunger Games, their own version of the Hunger Games, which my guess is the speechwriter did that one. That sounds a little bit, you know, sort of elaborate. But the only one that I really know that very well was the idea of, so other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? But that's kind of one of those... I'm not sure presidential jokes are ever all that cheerful. All right, so we've got some people who responded. Can you think of any before we go to our Facebook response?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm always kind of reminded of the time that Obama was doing a press speech or a press dinner, I think, or whatever it is. And he's all right, now for our Republican friends, I'll release my birth video, not only my birth certificate, birth video. And it was the beginning of Lion King.
Really?
Yeah.
That was pretty cute.
Yeah, that's what I can think of.
I had to give a speech once, and I did the thing with I just said that this was sort of a backstage look at some of my colleagues, and it was monkeys throwing poop at each other, something like that. But that was, I wasn't presidential, I was just emceeing.
Nice.
And I figured everybody does exactly the same thing when they're emceeing. And I was the first woman to do it, and I changed clothes like 12 times. And I did the video. I also, it was one of those things, it was actually a very scary thing, because I had notes. I actually don't write a speech, but I had notes. And I was so nervous, I kept them with me. And just before the program started, I'd gone in to get some water, and I had my notes with me, and I put them down. No, before I went to get some water, I put them up on the podium underneath the, you know, on the shelf underneath the podium, and then I went to get some water. And for some reason, I forgot that I'd put them under there. I was just very rattled. And so I went back to the cafeteria really quickly. And, of course, they weren't there. And I thought someone had thrown them away. And so I gave a whole 45-minute talk without any notes. And it turned out they were underneath the podium, which I found as soon as I recovered my sense. And that was also the time that I bought a whole bunch of chocolate and threw it at people in the middle of the afternoon, because I figured that their blood sugar level had gone down. That's what I'm best remembered for. It's not even the video, not changing all the clothes, although I was the first female who'd ever emceed, but throwing chocolate at people. What can I tell you? All right, let's hear some presidential jokes. Let's hear what people's sense of political humor is.
Okay. Let's see now. Janet says, oh, then I can't use the Bill Clinton one with the punchline, close but no cigar.
I don't think so.
I don't know that joke. You'll have to tell me later.
Well, I think it had to do with Monica Lewinsky.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Tracy says, when Bush quail were in the White House, why don't they let dogs in the White House? Because they pee on the bushes and chase the quails.
That one's pretty cute.
That's pretty cute. That was good.
Pretty cute, yeah. That one's okay.
That's good. Lorraine says, the recent joke told by Dr. Ben Carson about removing half of a brain in Washington, I know it didn't refer only to the president, but it was clever.
Do we know what the joke was?
No, I don't know.
Come on, folks, you have to include the joke.
Yeah.
I suspect the word lobotomy probably came up in that joke, but I'm not positive, but...
Yep.
All right, what else we got?
Finally, Nan says, the biggest joke I know is George W. Bush. He was in way over his head.
Well, I know, but we're not supposed to...
We're supposed to have an actual joke to read.
Well, I mean, what this reflects is that politics is no laughing matter. That we've gotten very. I think I was talking with somebody about it a couple of days ago. That our sense that, you know, it used to be when we were kids, you'd say, well, you could grow up and be president. That was kind of the great motivating factor that anybody in the United States could grow up to be president. Now the fact that they were basically white, to a very large extent, Protestant, East Coast, sort of East Coast educated men, sort of eluded most of us. I mean, it never even occurred to us that a woman could be president, or someone of color could be president, or someone who wasn't Protestant could be president. But the idea was, it was the highest calling. That if you're really smart and you had a really good head and a really good heart and you really cared about people, that's what you could aspire to. And I'm not sure that people, I haven't heard anybody say you could grow up to be president in a very long time as a motivating factor for kids. I think we've gotten so frustrated and I don't think it really even has to do with one party or the other. I think it's in general the sense that politicians aren't fighting for us anymore, that there is not that sense of participatory democracy anymore, that there's a sense that we elect people and it doesn't even make any difference who we elect, because they're all going to be corrupted and they're all going to be bought out by the lobbyists and they're all going to leave office much richer than they went in. So tell us, I think the good story you should tell us today is the name of the zebra, that if you weren't listening last hour, that you missed the fact that, who knew, but Trevor's aunt was an animal trainer for the circuses, and she has a zebra on her property whose name is...
The zebra's name is Juma, J-U-M-A.
Does that mean something?
I wasn't able to kind of glean what it means.
Probably means stripe thing in Swahili or something.
Donkey, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can go over a teeter-totter. He can climb up on boxes. He can lift his hoof and dance around and do all kinds of crazy things.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think we need pictures of Juma, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need pictures of Juma.
Yeah.
A video would be really cool, doing some of his tricks.
No doubt.
On the website. Could we see if we could do that?
We sure can.
Okay, and you also, she has a pet pig as well?
Yes, the pet pig.
Hopefully, I'm praying like crazy it isn't a politician's name.
No, it's his name's Wilbur.
Much better. I feel much better already.
He's a mini pig of some nature.
Now, does she get them from circuses, or does she rescue them and then train them? What's the story? What's the progression?
I think she got the pigs as pets, and then she got like a litter of small pigs and kind of brought them up, trained them up, got them healthy. Well, however, you know, you need to get a young pig healthy and then adopt
them. Give them slop.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're all pets.
So does she have more than one then?
No, I think she ended up adopting out the rest. It was like five or six.
Well, remember there was that whole thing about, was it Vietnamese pigs that were sort of miniature pigs that everybody had for a while? That they said they were smarter than dogs and easier to train?
I think so. That sounds right to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we should get her on to talk about animals or whatever she wants to talk about. You know, how maybe just training animals and animals and kids, or, you know, understanding animals. I think that'd be great. She sounds like a really interesting woman.
Yeah.
And talk about Juma. Who knows what secrets lurk in the hearts of my producers. Stay tuned. We'll find out. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so you're always, listen, no matter what we're talking about, you're always allowed to call about whatever it's is on your mind. And if one of the things that we're talking about sort of grabs your fancy or your semi-fancy, where you're playing, just give me a call. I mean, rather than, I know you guys have gotten used to the habit of emailing me, which is fine. I mean, certainly better than not. but we'd love to hear from you, okay? 855-993-7569. All right, we were talking about embarrassing things. I'm trying to remember why this came up, because it usually is the outcome of a story. I mean, there are so many stories about embarrassing things that happen in the news that I suppose it could be almost anything any day, right? So can you think about the most embarrassing thing you've ever done, Trev?
Yeah, I suppose I can share that.
Okay, good.
It's not too bad. It's really all I could come up with, to be honest. I'm blessed to not have very many embarrassing kind of experiences in my life. But one time during ski season, we were out on skiing somewhere, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was waiting for the chairlift to come around, and I'd gotten too far forward, and I got up. And it was just this whole kind of debacle. I can't even really remember. And I ended up on this, like, lift with these, like, 3 12-year-old dudes. And they were all just skiing. I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? And I had to ride the whole rest of the way up after having almost kicked them off by my kind of not paying attention. It was a whole mess.
Well, thank goodness you told that story. Yeah, because the only ones I could think about for me were ones that were sort of vaguely off color, but luckily your story sort of made me think of one that was much more modern and much less compromising and much less likely to get me banned in Boston. Okay. So I, a couple years ago, maybe two, went up over spring break, which was incredibly, over February breaks, incredibly stupid to decide you're going to go skiing, but I was going to go upstate and do do winter tubing, which I'd done before, and it's really fun. And so you climb up, and it turned out that you had to have made reservations. We didn't make reservations, and so we went up, and somebody recognized me, and they said, oh, come on, you can use the end of my thing. So it turned out okay, and so we went up, and you go up on a ski lift to the top of a mountain, and then they give you an inner tube. And it's got handles on it. And I went on the scary slope. My friend went on the baby slope for some reason. I don't know why. I decided in a moment of sheer idiocy that I should go on the grown-up slope. And I was doing okay. I was holding the thing until you sort of were standing in line, and then you get to a point and you sit down, and then they shove you down the slope. And you're going pretty fast. Well, I decided for some unbeknownst reason to sit down a little earlier. Well, once you sit down, first of all, gravity is going to push you down the hill. And I wasn't really at the beginning of the slope yet. So it was like bowling. I knocked over like 5 people. It's very embarrassing.
That's awesome.
And then somebody finally grabbed me. But I didn't. You have to stay standing because the tube is slippery, the mountain is iced, and it's at an angle. So once you sit down, you're going to go down. And I just knocked like 5 people down. They were very nice about it, but I mean, I was kind of the jerk of the slopes, unintentionally, but nevertheless. So they sent me down backwards, and I screamed, and it was really fun. I decided that it was pushing my luck, though, and I did that once in the water, too. I'll tell you about that when we come back. All righty, 993-7569. Dan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Dan.
I wanted to speak to you. My wife had an affair. We're married 28 years. It actually was my fault because for many years I was always very verbally abusive and always put it down. And, you know, when we were younger, you know, we got a couple of fights and I get hit maybe 2 or 3 times.
Wait a minute. Dan, you actually hit her?
Yeah, that was like 25 years ago. When we actually about 13 years ago, because we met when we were 16, 17 years old.
Okay, so when was the affair?
That was just recently. Again, we're married 28 years, and we've been together for like 30. But it was just recently, and I found out about it. And what happened was she went to a psychologist immediately. She made a decision to dedicate to the marriage. She broke off all the ties, and she was an angel about that.
She broke up all the ties with the guy that she had the affair with?
It was only like 3 months. The actual times that they met were only like maybe seven times. So it wasn't that bad, but still, you know, being married all these years, it did hurt a lot.
Why, when did you find out about it?
About 8-9 months ago.
So how long did it happen? How long ago did it start? Well, how long ago did it stop? And then I can just add 3 months, and I'll know when it started.
It was 2 months. I think it was, I can't do the exact months. Maybe it was like May.
Last year.
July. Yeah, last year. I'm sorry, 2014.
Okay, so that's when it, how, so when did you find out about it?
Right after, like, it was November of this year. I'm sorry, last year.
So it was. It had already been over for 6 months.
I found out in November, I'm sorry, I'm getting all the dates mixed up, but I know it was 3 months. It was the affair.
All right, the affair was 3 months. How soon after the affair ended did you find out about it?
It ended when I found out about it.
Got it. Okay. How did you find out about it?
Basically, she just confessed because it was eating her alive.
So she told you. You didn't know anything about it. She told you.
Didn't know anything. I had the feelings because, you know, there's no way you cannot feel things. So I felt it, but, you know, I was wondering what the hell was going on.
Okay. So when you found out, so she said, I had an affair. Did she tell you why?
Yeah, she said, you know, with all the abuse, I didn't think it was abuse because I guess I'm stupid about it. I went to a psychologist and I talked about it, so I know now that. I look back and I realized, you know, it was just verbally abusive, always putting her down. And, you know, it's just negative thoughts and stuff like that. Yet we had a beautiful marriage outside. You know, we always went places and everything was looked fine.
So when she told you, so you said, when she said, I've had an affair, did she say, I want to stay in the marriage or I want to leave?
Yeah, she was. Wanted to stay in a marriage, and you know, okay. I talked about, like, you know, obviously we had, what the hell was going on, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so then what she said that you've been an abusive husband.
Yeah, he was verbally abusing me, he always putting my family down, people I know were putting down, so that happened when we were younger, she says, I never forgot those things, they hurt.
So did she think that you'd been verbally abusive recently?
Oh, no, everything's fixed right after this whole thing blew up. I immediately went to a psychologist.
Right, I tell you what, let me put you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a minute. If you can find I'm having a little difficulty hearing you, so if you can find a slightly better place to stand or a landline or something, that'd be great. But when we come back, start with when you found out, and then we'll go with what your question is to me, all right? Hang on, I'll be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Dan, whose wife of 28 years admitted last year, last November, to have having had an affair. And Dan, so she said, I feel guilty about this. You were an abusive husband. You went to a therapist. So where are we today?
Okay, so we both went to a therapist. Everything was great. What's happening is I have two questions. One is I have so much curiosity about what the hell happened, and when I ask questions, she clams up and she doesn't want to talk about it. She's extremely ashamed.
Yeah.
She hates to think about it. But for me, I have anger issues because I'm holding this in, and I don't know if I should ask her any more questions or just leave it alone like my psychiatrist is telling me, just stop.
Okay. Let me help you with a couple things. First of all, I think the two of you have some unresolved issues here. For her to say that, you know, 25 years ago you were a stinker, okay, well, either you deal with the problem then or you walk away. But we're talking 25 years down the road. So to say, well, I had an affair today because you were a stinker 25 years ago and it still hurt my feelings is crap, to be quite honest.
I was always very abusive all the way up until just now.
Fair enough. Okay.
Right.
So listen,
the why.
Here's a different way of thinking about this for you. Okay. I have said that anybody. Let me give you just a quick story. A bunch of years ago, a woman called me and said, "My husband's been a womanizer our entire marriage. We've been married 40 years, and I'm divorcing him today. I'm on my way to the lawyers." And he called up this morning in tears and said, "Give me another chance. What do I do?" And I said, "Do you love him?" She said, "Oh, yeah." And I said, "Do you want the marriage?" And he said, "Oh, yeah." And I said, "Okay, what's the most important thing in his life that he values the most other than you?" And he said, he loves his boat. And I said, "Okay, look, you've already got the lawyers there. You're going to have to pay them anyway. So what you do is you go to your husband and say, 'I'm willing to give you another chance on the condition that you sign and we notarize. We have the lawyers notarize it, that if you ever have another affair, I get the boat in addition to everything else.'" And if he says, "I want to think about it," divorce him. If he says, "No, I won't do that," divorce him. If he says yes, you've at least got a chance, because the next time some cute little woman walks by him, he's going to think, "Bimbo boat, boat bimbo." And you got a fighting chance, because at least his commitment today is to you. And if it's not today, it will never be. So that sort of evolved into, I think, as the wounded party, and you are the wounded party. I mean, you may have been a terrible husband, but there are better ways of dealing with a terrible husband, which is what you guys are having to deal with now, than having an affair. Yeah, an affair is, because the person who was betrayed wasn't really you. I mean, it's not a very nice thing to do. But the person betrayed, she betrayed her own vows that said, you know, that I'm not going to do this. So number one, I think you have a right to demand, and I don't use that word very often, and I use it, you know, very intentionally here. Why did it happen? To say, "Well, it was abusive. How can I make sure that it will never happen again?" Well, if you'll get a commitment from her, then if she's unhappy with you, that she'll talk with you about it. And if she says, "Well, I tried before," then you have to listen to that and hear that. You have to hear her better. She may have to speak in language that makes some sense to you. But
she was giving me hints, but I didn't get the hints.
Well, but then that's a very good place to start, Dan, is, okay, what were the hints? What were the statements that you made? And what would be better terms? For example, saying to her, anytime you found I'm verbally abusive, say, "Dan, $20, and I will give you $20 at that moment," which means that it will retrain you. It's nothing subtle. But, I mean, that she, and I'm not, you know, I'm not blaming her. Well, I'm not blaming you. I think, you know, taking the entire amount of guilt on your shoulders would be a dreadful mistake. That there are better ways to deal.
No, she's basically saying she was right because I left the, basically, by doing what I was doing, I left the doors unlocked, I left the windows open, and then what happened was a burglar came and took, you know, what I left open because I kept on.
I think your therapist is full of crap, to be quite honest. But that's
what she said to my wife, and that's why she's taken a stance for years. And I'm like, I want to just.
Well, I think you should find a different therapist, because, listen, I think you may have been a rat, but there are better ways of dealing with a rat than cheating, for heaven's sakes. But I do think that she did it specifically to get your attention. I still think it's childish and repugnant behavior.
She wanted to leave, and this was the only way to be able to do it. She had to.
I think that's nonsense. All she had to do was say, "I'm divorcing you. You know, I'm out of here. You don't, and get a good lawyer." So that's nonsense. Don't take responsibility for things that are not your responsibility. You may have been a lousy husband.
Yeah.
But that's not a permission for her to have an affair, number one. All right, so you have the right to demand why it happened. And it would seem to me at this moment we both, you know, that she and you would probably agree with the trigger. And both of you need to focus on that. Okay, well, how do I make myself heard when I'm not unhappy? Because people are allowed to be unhappy in a relationship, but you either work it out or you walk away from it. You don't trash it, for heaven's sakes. It makes no sense. Because you still have to do the work. She still would either have to leave or negotiate it. So why don't we cut out the insulting middle, which is the affair? The third is, what's in it for you should it happen again? So I think your therapist is doing you a disservice. Because you don't have an affair because you're unhappy with somebody. You have an affair because you're a cheat. And if you're unhappy with somebody, you either make it better or you leave, because that's exactly where you are right now, that you either have to make it better or one or both of you are going to leave. So why did we have all the crap in the middle? And the answer is, because it's easy or it's seductive or because we're weak people. And I don't think you need to beat her up about it, but I don't think you need to take the responsibility on your shoulders. And a metaphor that you left the doors unlocked is crap. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, she's the metaphor would be that your wife stole the silver. I mean, you know, somebody didn't come into your house. Your wife is a sentient being. She is responsible for her own behavior. So I think you need another therapist, to be quite honest. But that's a different issue. The question that you're asking me, which are relevant questions, and everybody that I know, and this is particularly true of men, but it's true basically, everybody's curious about the other person. It buys you nothing at all, not one iota. All it does is gives you a specific thing to fantasize about and to obsess about and to have nightmares about. It's not the issue. That you either have to decide that you can get beyond this, that this was your wake-up call, and you're going to be a better husband and a better man, and she has to bear the responsibility for the affair, not you. You have to be bear the responsibility for being a creepy husband. But the affair, the adultery, is hers, and hers alone, period.
But
so
I can definitely ask, you know, questions. I mean, that's on some...
Well, but don't. Dan, there is no information for you in the questions. There is no answer for you there. Let her deal. That's her responsibility. That should be her guilt. That is her secret or whatever else. That it's not relevant. And the more you ask about it, the angrier she's going to get. And the more information, you're going to have to be unhappy. If you don't feel that you can get beyond her adultery, then leave her. If you can, you never want to mention it again. It has no relevance whatsoever to your marriage.
So how do
it's
I
her problem, not yours.
Just, how do I get past this anger? You know, I love her. Everything's been great.
Well, but anger what? Anger because she did something stupid? I mean, stupid.
Not the anger towards that, the anger towards this guy.
He had nothing to do with it. He had no responsibility toward you. He's not your problem. She's your problem.
Just let it go, huh? I just gotta...
Well, it has... I mean, the person that you should feel justifiably angry about is your wife, not whomever she planned to screw around with. That has nothing to do with you. It never did. It was your best friend, and I guess you stopped being friends with him. But presumably you don't know him, hopefully, and you don't care. He was... All he was a mechanism. He was disposable. He was just a way, and it's one of the reasons why adultery is so despicable, is your wife used him. He had no value to her except as a diversion. I mean, and we know that because she dumped him.
Well, yeah, right away, yeah.
So,
unless I think maybe he dumped her.
So we don't even care about that. You don't... you're missing the point. You're missing all of the forest for the trees, that the important thing is that you're either going to have a better marriage or you're not. If you're going to have a better marriage, then you need to focus on the marriage. If you don't want the marriage and you can't get beyond this, then get divorced now. Don't torture each other. It makes no... It benefits neither of you on any level. But he's absolutely an irrelevancy. All he was a placeholder. Pardon?
But she gets very upset when I ask about it.
Well, but, I mean, it's not, I mean, we don't care about her. Look, she has to deal with that. But it has no... Dan, listen to me. Listen. Stop talking and just listen. He has no relevance to you. You either need to decide that you can get beyond the fact that your wife betrayed her marriage vows and work on your marriage and be a better husband and view this as a wake-up call. And you don't get mad at an alarm clock because it makes a noise. You sort of either wake up or you get rid of the alarm clock. He was only the alarm clock. Either get beyond this and tell her you'll give her $20 if you ever mention it again, or divorce her, but don't do anything in the middle. The details make no difference whatsoever. That's where you are right now. If you need any more issues about this, stay on the line. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, let me just make a sort of a comment about Dan and his therapist. And first of all, I mean, let's assume for a moment that he's accurately reporting what his therapist said, which is not always the case. I mean, I know that I would hear back from, for example, when I was doing marriage counseling, and I was seeing one person and then the other, and not necessarily at the same time, and one would come in and say, well, you said, and I said, no, that isn't what I said. Or even on the air, someone will call up and say, well, I heard you say, and I said, no, that isn't what I said. So among other things, that therapists have been known to be misinterpreted. But for a moment, let's just take Dan at his word about what his therapist said. And the idea that somebody has an affair and the metaphor is you left the doors unlocked and the windows open. First of all, that implies that his wife is a piece of furniture. I mean, that, number one. Number two, that she's completely passive about this. Number three, that men are the only people who can make decisions to steal things. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just such an inappropriate way of thinking about marriage, let alone about adultery. So I think, and hopefully that is not what his therapist said, because what does that mean? That it's your fault that your wife cheated? It's your fault you're a crummy husband. And you have to own that and do something about it. But there are other ways, as I said, of dealing with a crummy spouse, that you either negotiate it or leave, because that's exactly what he has to do today. After, and the affair only muddies the water, makes things more difficult for both people, is a distraction and hurtful. So and again, my job is not to go around criticizing other therapists. And I suppose, you know, therapists can criticize me because everybody can hear at the same time what I'm saying. So if you're a therapist, if, you know, you said, well, Joyce said, that they can go and listen to the podcast and hear if that's what I said. And they can certainly disagree with me. And I know that in psychology classes, that sometimes they play my podcasts and agree that they agreed with me or didn't agree with me or whatever. And that's okay, because it's a matter of public record. There's no question about interpretation. But if I ever said something to somebody like, well, you know, you deserve to be cheated on, I would never, ever say that. That you can be a rotten spouse, you can be a not very nice person, but that is not an excuse for adultery. That adultery is a betrayal of your vow of fidelity and chastity. That you're not, you know, that you're not going to have sex with other people. That's what, and if you can't go along with that vow, then you should get married. And do people make mistakes? Of course they do. And we know the statistics are really alarming about how many people make the mistake, that particular mistake. But you have to own that mistake and to say, well, you know, it was a loveless marriage, or he had affairs, or she, you know, wasn't paying enough attention, or our sex life sucked, or whatever it is. All of those things may be true, and it certainly does not speak well for your spouse. But as your mother said to you, two wrongs do not make a right. Adultery will never make a marriage right. Now, and there are other ways of getting somebody's attention and saying, well, you missed the hints. You're talking about a marriage, for heaven's sakes. We're not talking about hinting. We're not talking about sort of subtlety of, can you read my mind? That if you're unhappy in a marriage, you say, this isn't working for me. This is what we need to do. And, I mean, if you're staying there because he's paying the bills or because you're working for her family, whatever, then you have to decide, you know, that's, they're words to describe staying in a sexual relationship for money, all right? And most of us do not want to apply them to ourselves. And if that's what we're doing, then we need to own that as well. But to say, you know, I had an affair because you were doing this is not okay. You had an affair because you were thinking about things completely wrongly. There are much better ways of getting out of a marriage or fixing a marriage or getting somebody's attention. It is not an okay thing to do. And a therapist, of all people, saying, well, you left the doors and windows open. I mean, first of all, the metaphor is so wrong-headed and so insulting. I mean, that, first of all, it's a robbery. And people don't, I mean, treating your wife as a family silver? I mean, what does that mean about her? I mean, the whole, you can hear, not my favorite metaphor. And again, Dan certainly sounds like he was not a good husband at all, and that's his responsibility. And having an unhappy spouse is not going to work for anybody, but having an affair is not the way to deal with it. And if you want to get out of the marriage, get out of the marriage. But testing the water, that's called adultery. And yeah, are we tempted? Of course, everybody's tempted. There are always, half the world is one sex and half the world's the other sex. So there's always going to be temptations. But, I mean, when your kids steal something, I know, we're not using that metaphor. Do you say to them, oh, well, it's because there were so many tempting things around? You say, no, it was not yours. Shouldn't take it. If your kid cheats on a test, and your kid says, well, other people were cheating too, that's not okay. That as parents, we try very hard to convince our kids of a moral universe, and more important than a moral universe is a self-directed compass that says, I know what's right and wrong, and I'm going to occasionally make mistakes, but I take responsibility for it, but most of the time I'm going to try to lead a righteous life because it's righteous, because it makes it easier, I don't have to worry about lying, because the truth is okay. I don't have to worry about covering up because I haven't done anything wrong. I don't have to worry about being punished because I haven't done anything that's punishable. And should I stray from the path, should I make a mistake, that I'll take responsibility for it. And I understand that sometimes I'm going to get away with mistakes. Sometimes. Doesn't mean they're right. Sometimes I'm not going to. But when I don't get away with it, what I need to understand is there's consequence. And as long as I do that, then the world will work more or less, right? It's when we somehow, and that metaphor, as you could hear, really got me going. So, I mean, I'm hoping that Dan can, I mean, he and his wife, it sounds like she is committed to him. It sounds like he's committed to her. But the details about an affair are irrelevant and can be damaging. And they're damaging for her because she's saying, okay, I thought we could get beyond this. They're damaging for him is that it will give his paranoia a place to land. And that's not useful. And I know he feels that, well, if at least I knew who it was, then I wouldn't sort of be looking at every man and thinking, well, is that a possibility? But he needs to refocus his energies or to get out. And if he can't get beyond her adultery, he needs to divorce her. Because torturing her and torturing him makes no sense. And if he can, then there's certainly a possibility the two of them could have a better marriage. But he really needs to be committed to never talking about it again. Because there are no answers for it there. He already knows what the problem was. And he's not responsible for the adultery. He is responsible for being a bad husband. She's responsible for saying hints. What are hints in a marriage? Come on, folks. Put on your big girl pants and sort of be a grown-up about this. And then not only having the affair, but confessing it. A little manipulative there. Okay, a lot manipulative. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.